Hello?
David, my name's Rob Thomas. I'm with Rogue Credit Union and Brook Communications Wish Upon a Star program. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. I got your letter about your mom and dad.
Yeah.
Tell me a little bit about what's going on.
So she was diagnosed with breast cancer April-ish. They had to take both of them. The chemo has made it almost impossible for any kind of implants or anything. But after that, she was diagnosed with myasthenia gravis, which attacks the nervous system. So she's slowly losing functions in her hand and arms and legs and having a hard time getting up and even walking. You know, my dad has to help her with, you know, everything.
Gee, many Christmas. That was a really quick turnaround.
Yeah, it was. It's been rough. Rough watching her. You know, she's always tried to stay positive and happy, but, you know, it's like it just keeps compiling, and I don't know. I just want to see my mom happy.
I understand, man. I mean, if my mom was going through something like this, I'd be devastated. You know, it would kill me. And so, you know.
It's working on it slowly.
Yeah. Yeah, I can imagine. What are some stuff that we could do to help him out?
So, she's pretty much wheelchair bound now. They're on a fixed income. So when she got stuck in the wheelchair, he needed to build some ramps because of the two sections of the front stairs. So we just pieced together whatever he had around the house. I am scared to death that the piece of plywood's just going to give one day.
Mm-hmm.
And he's going to fall. My mom's going to fall. So that's huge.
Okay.
My dad still has a wood stove, so he's still out constantly cutting, hauling firewood to even keep the house warm.
You were mentioning something in the letter about his teeth getting in pretty bad shape?
Yeah, those are they're really bad. I don't know if what can even be done. And he never complains. He doesn't make a big deal out of it. I know his teeth bug him. He never says anything. My dad's just not designed to show weakness. But yeah, he's missing teeth. Some of them are rotten.
How about cleaning? It sounds like, I mean, he's doing everything.
Yeah, he does all the cooking, all the cleaning. It's almost getting to the point where he may have to start helping her eat pretty soon because she's really struggling with the use of her hands. Showers, he gets her dressed. My dad does everything for her.
Man, I think we can take care of you guys.
Thanks.
Hello.
Hi, my name is Rob Thomas. I'm with Rogue Credit Union and Brook Communications Wish Upon a Star program. How are you?
We're good.
Good. I recently got a letter about you guys from your son, David.
Okay.
David says mom's been going through some issues. Tell me a little bit about what's going on.
I've had cancer, a double mastectomy. Radiation, back surgery, been diagnosed with myasthenia gravis, and now they're trying to figure out what else is wrong with me.
Oh, honey, I'm so sorry. May I ask how old you are?
I'm 65.
65 years.
Yeah, and before I got this myasthenia and cancer, I was walking 18 holes of golf a day and cooking and cleaning and everything. And now my husband is stuck doing all of it because I can't.
It's amazing how quick life changes.
Yeah, I went from walking 2 years ago in October to being in a wheelchair in January.
Jeez, my heart hurts. It really does.
My hands, I can tell them to go straight and they'll go sideways. And what the myasthenia is, it's an autoimmune disease. And bad antibodies coat the muscles so that the nerve impulses can't get through, so that if I tell my legs to move, they won't.
Wow.
Yeah.
And there's not much that they can really do for this?
Well, right now I get the immunotherapy, and my neurologist just ordered some more blood tests to see if there's something else that they can do. because the medicine he had me on, he said I was a non-responder, so he took me off of it. And I've gotten worse, but hopefully there's something else they can do.
I will pray hard for that.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome. Let's talk about some stuff around the house. I understand that when you got in the wheelchair, that Ray built some ramps to try and help you get in and out better, but they're not in the greatest shape.
I'm not a certified carpenter by any means.
I understand, Ray, too, that you've kind of not taken the greatest care of yourself since all of this either.
Well, I'm still in the upright position, able to go and exhale every morning.
That's true. I understand you have some teeth issues.
Some what?
Yeah, and they're starting to fall out.
You're not working, so you probably have a very fixed, limited income.
Yeah, I've retired from working a little over a year and a half ago.
So. That's who had to come home and take care of me.
Well, like a good husband should.
Yeah, because after each thing, I end up trying to learn to walk again. And as soon as I'm doing pretty good, something happens and I get knocked back down and I start all over again. But not giving up.
That's good.
So one of these days, if they can figure out how to fix me, I want to go back out on the golf course.
Oh, well, I'm gonna hope that that happens.
Me too.
That would be awesome. Brooke Communications and Rogue Credit Union's Wish Upon a Star program would like to help you guys out. We've partnered with Bobby Geyer Construction. Get those ramps all rebuilt.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome. We partnered up with Dr. Lance and Randall, Ray, and we're going to get your teeth all taken care of.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. We've teamed up with Chelsea and the gang at All Purpose Professional Cleaning. She'd like to come out and do a deep clean on your guys' house and would like to help you out for a while with some cleaning and maintenance around your place.
That would be awesome. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. I've got a gift card for you guys to Sherm's Thunderbird. Help keep the pantry stocked up. And thanks to Oakland Tavern, I got some gift cards to Walmart so that way you can go get stocked up on some supplies and any other necessities that you need. And thanks to Blueprint Meats in partnership with Crystal Creek Meats, I got 20 pounds of beef coming for you, too. I know firewood's your main source of heat, correct?
Yeah.
It's the only source.
Well, I've got some cords of firewood coming for you as well.
Oh, man. Thank you so much, and those are happy tears.
I can tell, hon. I can tell. And you got me pretty teared up, too.
Oh, man, that's such a load off our minds.
It's how it should be, and you guys can kind of relax and do what you need to do to try and get a little bit better.
Oh, thank you so much.
Happy holidays from Rogue Credit Union and News Radio 1240, KQEN.